are listening to Tasha Carradine on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Welcome back. Generation Z is coming. In case you didn't know what that is, that's probably your kids. If you're my age, there are people born between 1996 and 2012. Most of their parents are the Gen Xers. And they're just, the oldest of them now are turning 21. They're hitting the workforce, finishing university in some cases, ready to get out there and work for you. And they've got a really interesting profile when it comes to work. Very different, I would say, from generations before, including the millennials, who often get, a bad rap sometimes from people my age as to what they want out of the workforce. But Gen Z seems to be getting back some more loyal and traditional values. This according to my next guest, Giselle Covery. She's the president and co-founder of NGen People Performance, which is a company that builds strategies and programs to target, motivate, and engage multi-generational workforces. Welcome to the show, Giselle.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. This is really interesting information on Take Your Kids to Work Day, as I've seen a few floating around this building. They're the workforce of tomorrow. They're Generation Z. So what did your survey tell us they want from the world of work?
Well, I think that we've been really surprised and impressed to some extent by what the data showed. And as you said, Take Your Kids to Work Day is a great example to say, oh my goodness, these are the folks that are going to be working with us very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing back some of the traditional values, as you mentioned. They're looking for loyalty, security. They want to stay at a job for a long time. They don't believe that they have to have multiple, you know, work for multiple companies in order to have a successful career. And they're also bringing back some sort of traditional values as it relates to authority. So 84% of the people in our survey said they think it's important to follow company rules, and almost 75% of them said it's important to do what your boss tells you to do.
Wow.
So
I like the last one.
All my clients are like, yes, finally.
No, that's funny. You want people with, I mean, do they also bring, a creativity and self-starting? Like, are those qualities that they bring too?
Yes. When we asked them what they think is important to progress in their careers, they said adapt to change, being a great team member, and being innovative in problem solving. And given that this generation has had technology and they've been living with it from, the moment they were born, I say, really, they've had a digital footprint in some cases from the second they were born. Their parents have posted something on Facebook. I mean, just look at your Facebook feed, and anytime a child's born, there's a million pictures posted in the first month.
Right.
So this is a generation that's leveraged that technology, and they're saying, when I come into a workplace, I know that I can leverage this and I can be creative. I can, be a problem solver. I can find ways to make sure that I contribute.
Well, and the contribution, sticking around for the long term, is a departure, I think, from previous generations, even mine, that, there's the sense that companies aren't loyal to you, so why should you be loyal to them? So do we know why this is coming back?
Well, I think it's a good point, and I'm a Gen Xer, perhaps you are as
yep.
well, Tasha, and so exactly. Our generation wasn't loyal because there weren't even jobs. I mean, I remember you couldn't get a full-time job. Nobody was going to commit to you. And so when as Xers we got positions, though, in many cases we stayed, and there's lots of Xers now who spent 15 or even maybe 20 years with one employer, but they've said they've had 6 or 7 or 8 different careers with that same company. And I think that's really informing the discussion, because 59% of our survey respondents have Gen X parents. So I think that's where some of that shift is coming. We're moving away from that helicopter parenting style that millennials were exposed to, right? That parent that hovered, and much more so to more what's referred to as free range parenting, where you give your children more latitude and you might insert yourself at certain points to give them some direction. I think they're also being taught to be much more balanced and realistic. So we were surprised to see that almost two-thirds, 67% of the Gen Z said that if they got a job, they would feel lucky to have that job versus believing that the company was going to be lucky to hire them. And that's a departure.
Yeah, that is definitely in the sense also that 50% of them desire to work for a large organization. The other 50 say startup. It seems to me that's also interesting, because previously people are, saying, oh, you don't, large organization, well, they'll tell you what to do and they come and go and there's no security. So why bother? Do your own thing. These young people seem to say, no, you know what? I want to find a place with a ladder I can climb.
Yes. And they want to find a place exactly where I think that they have that security. 89% say job security is a top priority. So it's interesting, though, because the other 50% that say they want to work for a startup, what I talk about in the white paper that I co-wrote with Dr. Robert Pearson is the fact that we'll have to watch that, because if you really want stability and pay and benefits, then you might not get that from a startup.
Right.
So we'll have to see. But when we asked them, do you want to have self-employment or work for yourself, that was ranked very, very low. Hmm. So I'm not sure we're going to see this generation want to take the same kind of risks that millennials took, or at least desired, and in some cases Gen Xers took. Gen Xers tend to be the largest percentage of entrepreneurs in Canada, but partly out of, as you noted, the need, right? We had to do that to survive.
So
I think this is a good news story for big employers who want to attract and retain Gen Z.
And that's my last question is, what are these companies, what's your advice to them in terms of attracting and retaining this upcoming workforce?
I think really, and what we're seeing from our research, is the fact that we need to make sure that employers remain trustworthy, because one of the things that this generation says is that they want to work in industries they believe in and companies that match their personal values. So it's not just that they're going to abandon those things in order to find security and pay. Employers are going to have to make sure that they communicate in a way that highlights their values, that remains trustworthy, and that they have that strong corporate social responsibility, because they're building upon the Gen Ys, or now called millennials, expectations around that, contributing to their community, their country, and the world is something really important to them. So I think employers that do that, and also employers that heavily invest in leaders. The number one thing they want is a workforce that has a great boss. I mean, everyone wants that, every generation. But we've got to train leaders in how to make sure that they are a great boss for Gen Z. And that's different than when you lead a baby boomer.
Yeah, definitely. Good bosses. I like that. Okay, this is very interesting. And I want to thank you so much on Take Your Kids to Work Day for bringing this survey to our attention. Giselle Covery is the president of NGen People Performance, Inc. Thanks, Giselle.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Okay, we come back. We're going to talk.